Bob Murray is joining us now. He is the Anaheim Ducks general manager and head coach, whose record right now is perfect. Bob Murray, the Anaheim Ducks, joins us right now. First of all, Bob, congratulations on the win on Wednesday. You are 1-0. This coaching thing's pretty easy, isn't it?
You're kidding, right? it has been a huge eye-opener so far. Let's leave it at that.
Hey, Bobby, it's Berkey. I noticed you stayed pretty close to the bench there. You didn't want to take a tumble out there in the middle of the ice, I don't think.
It was just, I couldn't believe when I first went out there how big and fast they are now. It was just, I'm asking them every drill, where can I hide?
And I saw you spent the bulk of your time doing one-on-ones with players, seeming to be mostly positive as much as you could, trying to get some life into the team. And the DNA of the Ducks surfaced in your first game, the little snarl.
Well, you know, that's who we are at this point. We're not, you know, we haven't transitioned or changed into a team that can run and gun and go up and down the ice, which is we're going to try to get there, and that's what we're trying to figure out, how we're going to get there. But for right now, we're a grinding team, and that's how we got to play, and it's very hard to do. As you guys right there, you know that. You've had different types of teams, and it's hard to bring that every night, and that's the challenge for our group right now.
So the advice I used to give to Hitchcock when he was on the ice for practice was, you stay out of the way, Hitch, because you could get seriously hurt out there with the way these guys skate. So that's my advice to you, which Berkey sort of touched. Just stay close to the boards and just go out when there's a stoppage. You know what I mean?
I Doug, definitely I know what you mean.
So, you know, Bobby, just explain it. I remember when I was coaching and you'd come back from the summer and you'd go on the bench for the first exhibition game and you'd be sitting there saying, oh my God, is this fast? Mm. When you go from being in the press box for your 30 plus year career in the National Hockey League to going actually on the bench, just explain to the fans what it's like down there. Because I remember Chuck Fletcher used to come down when I was coaching the Panthers, and he'd say, this guy's doing this, and this guy, you know, this. I'd say, Chuck, it's a war down here. You're 300 feet in the air. It is a war down here, man. What's it like for you the first time, Bob?
Oh, it was an eye-opener because, again, upstairs, and I've said this numerous times throughout my career, game's easy once you, you know, go from playing to upstairs and watch it, and everything, you see everything. Everything's very clear from up there. Everything's easy to break down. You get down there at ice level, it's a whole other animal. It is just, they're so fast now. They're so skilled now. And up and down, and you're trying to catch up to it. And, you know, hopefully as time goes on here, I think this will be a real good experience for me.
You know, what happens, and you'll probably laugh about this, it really does start to slow down. Like each game, it's almost like a kid going to the NHL, the game eventually slows down, and it slows down for coaches too because you get accustomed to it. So I think you'll find it easier as you go along.
I'm hoping that's true. Two people have told me that, and it would help tremendously. And again, I'm down here, guys. It's not about the X's and O's and what goes on. It's about learning about my players because I was thinking some very bad things, and I figured the only way to get to the root of it was to be down there. So that's the main goal.
I'd like to pick up on that point. We're being trained by Bob Murray, Anaheim Ducks general manager and head coach. You mentioned to us on Wednesday, on our Wednesday night hockey show, that this was less about coaching, more about evaluation, not just of the players, but the entire organization. I know it's only been under a week now, Bob, but what have you been able to glean about what your organization is and who your people are?
Well, so far that I've been really impressed. My assistants have done a great job so far. They're making this very easy, and they're very excited about, you know, given all the responsibility I'm giving them. The players have been good. The players, you know, nobody likes losing. Nobody likes losing like that. And, you know, maybe in some of this, you can build some of them, their confidence back up just by, you know, the team playing together and playing for one another. And that's, you know, that's the only things I'm saying to them is play for one another. And, And hopefully they have a little bit of success and they feel good about themselves. So it's way too early for me to come to any rash judgments, but that's what I'm trying. I'm just trying to analyze and make evaluations on everything going forward, because we've fallen too far behind here and we got to pick it back up.
So, Bobby, a positive moment. Ryan Getzlaf the other night became the all-time franchise leader in games played. That's no small thing in any franchise. Tell us a little bit about Ryan Getzlaf.
Well, obviously, Berkey, you were with him. A great player. He's had a great career. Still going strong. Been tough on him being the leader and have everything kind of falling apart. But he just keeps chugging. I don't need him dropping the gloves like that all the time, but I didn't mind it either when your couple of your veteran guys get into it and show some emotion. So, but I guess he's been a real good Anaheim Duck.
Yeah, you don't mind it, but you hold your breath through the whole fight, though.
Oh yes, you do. You do. And by the way, Corey Perry's right behind him, Berkey.
Yeah, I saw that.
So good for them.
So, just going back to coach for a minute, what would Bob Murray, the traditional grumpy general manager, say to his positive coach, Bob Murray, after the game when they're driving home? The two of them. When the two different people are driving home.
You can just imagine what that conversation was all the rest of the night.
I've had a bunch of them.
Yeah, I'm sure you have. So, and we can't say them on the phone or on the radio, so let's forget that.
And we know you're heavy on time. It's a game day for you. Your Ducks face off against the Bruins tonight at 7 o'clock, 7 o'clock Pacific. So, listen, we appreciate you stopping by today. Much appreciated. Congratulations on the first win. Game two is tonight. Best of luck, Bob.
Good luck, Bobby.
Good luck, Bob.
Thanks, guys. Have a good day.